The DNR says overall its budget would go up about $20 million, or close to 2%, once items like debt service increases are removed from the governor's proposal. The department pays off bonds related to things like wastewater treatment facilities, dam repairs, and land purchases. DNR Secretary Scott Hassett says programs targeting non-point pollution would be a big winner in the budget. The efforts to control runoff would get $37 million in additional funds, or a 74% increase. Hassett says the money is overdue.
Right now, that's the number one water quality challenge that we have facing the state. We've spent 30 or 40 years working on point source controls, and we've had some incredible successes, but non-point is really where it's at now, whether it's urban runoff, ag runoff, issues relating to manure management.
Hassett says another program potentially headed for a funding boost is invasive species. There's another $500,000 to fight non-native water species, and smaller amounts to take on invasives in forests and on state lands. Overall, this program would also see a double-digit hike. Hassett says a lot of cash would go to grants for lake management plans.
Some of them have volunteer programs at landings for observing trailers or boats going in and out. Some of them in terms of posting information at the landings.
But the additional activity at the DNR could be offset elsewhere in the agency. The governor has proposed a net decrease of 19.5 DNR employees. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.